to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Pei Vav, and we are starting Pei Hei Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Dalid and the Vilna Sadaf. It's on Ayin Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Kaisev. The Mishnah tells us Hakaisev Shtei Oisias Behelam Echad Chayev. If a person writes two letters in one lapse of awareness, he's Chayev. And we discussed this in the previous Mishnah as well. Now the question is, what type of ink is he Chayev for? Answer is Kasev Bedioi, if he used black ink, Besam, which is like a yellowish type of ink, Besikro, which is a red type of ink, Bekumus, which is officially gum Arabic. It's some sort of sap from a tree that's dried out and used as an ink, or ubekal kantum, with some sort of iron salt. It's officially called ferrous sulfate, ubechol davar shu roishem, or if you use anything that will leave a lasting impression, he's chayav for using that type of ink. Now the question is, what is he writing on? So here too, we see the same idea. Al shnei kaslei abayis, if he writes on two walls of the house, val shnei dabe pinkas, or on two different pages of a notebook, vehi negin zeim zeim, but they could be read with each other. For example, he writes on the far wall of the house and the one right next to it, the letters could be read right next to each other, or he writes at the edges of the pages of the notebooks, they could be read together. Chayev, he's chayev. Also, hakasev al basaroi, chayev. If a person writes on his skin, on his flesh, he's chayev. However, v'amasarot al basaroi, if he scratches a letter into his flesh, he doesn't write it, but he takes like a sharp piece of metal and scratches into his flesh, Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatos, Rebbe Yeshua Pater, Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatos, or Rebbe Yeshua Pater, because that's not derech ksiva, that's not a normal way to write. Now, the Gemara Pei Vav Amrav on top continues discussing this. Kasev b'dioi, if a person used black ink, al ala yirakos, on vegetable leaves, or b'mashkenu me peiros, he used some sort of liquid or juices from fruit, and he wrote al haluach on a board. Potter he's potter. Ad sheyichtov davar shel kayama al davar shel kayama, and this is the key over here. He has to be using ink that's a davar shel kayama. The ink itself is long lasting, and he has to be writing on a davar shel kayama, on something that the ink could stay there. But if you take regular ink and you write on a vegetable leaf, it's not going to last long there. Or if you take juices from fruit, even though maybe temporarily it will stay there, but it's not going to be long lasting. So even if you write on a luach, that's not good enough, and therefore he's potter in both situations. Rav Yaakov Racha quotes Rav Yasu, who says b'shem Belazar, kosav ois achas b'tiveria, ois achas b'tziparin, chayiv. If he writes one letter in Tiveria and one letter in Tzipari, which were cities that were right near each other, he's chayiv. As Gemara Vatanin, the Mishnah says im eino negin zeim ze potter. If they're not read with each other, we're going to see this on Amud Beis, so then he's potter. And how is it that if he writes a letter on a piece of paper in Tiveria and then walks to Tzipari and writes a letter on a piece of paper over there, he'd be chayiv for that? They're not read together. So Rav Avraham Ramel, he answers and pay attention to the girsa change. Sid duck, we're talking about thin plaster. Back in the day, they used to cover the gate of the city with thin plaster, and this fellow wrote a large letter on the gate of Tiveria, for example. Then he walked to Tzipari and wrote a large letter on its gate. And since, as we just said, a person's able to get from Tiveria to Tzipari on Shabbos, these letters are considered to be able to be read together, because when he leaves Tiveria, he sees this letter, and then when he gets to Tzipari, he sees a letter as well on the gate over there, and he realizes that they're meant to be read together, and that's why a person would be chayav for that. Now from here, we're going to skip 10 lines to the two dots where it says HaKoreya Al Ha'or, and we're going to end up transplanting this Gemara to Amud Beis. So just hold on tight. Let's skip those 10 lines. The Gemara continues HaKoreya Al Ha'or B'tavnis Ksav Chayiv. If a person cuts into leather in the shape of a letter, he's Chayiv, because that's a normal way of writing into leather, so that's why he's Chayiv for it. However, HaRoisham Al Ha'or K'tavnis Ksav, if he makes a mark, he scratches a letter onto a piece of leather with his fingernail, Potter, he's going to be Potter for that, because this is not a normal way to write. V'aloi Ben Sato Loi Hevik Shafim Mitzrayim Al Bekach. Ben Sato was only able to get magic sorcery out of Mitzrayim with this. They used to have sorcerers standing by the gates of Mitzrayim, checking through everyone's bags and stuff to make sure that they didn't take out any sorcery or incantations or anything like that, and Ben Sato managed to smuggle out Kshafim by scratching them with his fingernail. So we see that it is normal. However, Amalei, they respond to him, "B'bnei shoyta echad, anu ma'abdin kama pekchin," because of one fool, we're going to lose a whole bunch of smart people. Basically, the response is that he's a fool, he's crazy, and it's not somebody we learn from, and therefore, scratching with a fingernail on leather is not considered normal, and one is not chayiv for it. Now, once we're talking about kaisev, we bring this discussion to a get. The pasuk says, "V'kasav la sefer krisos," a man has to write a sefer krisos, a get, for his wife. Today, a bunch of joshes. The pasuk says, "V'kasav he shall write," and this tells loy chakak, not that it's etched. Furthermore, the pasuk says, "V'kasav," what do you learn from here? Loy hamatif, not somebody who drips. And furthermore, the pasuk says, "V'kasav," and this tells us loy hashayfech, not somebody who pours. What does this mean? "V'kasav loy chaykek," he has to write the get and not etch it. So istanay tani afilu chaykek. There's somebody who teaches a brisa, even if he etches. So it seems we have a stira, and Amar Chizki answers that no, mad amar loy chaykek, the one that says that he's not allowed to etch a get. That's what bailet makam aksav, when the writing itself is sticking out, kigoyin hadein dinara, like coins. You take a look at a regular coin, the way that it works is that the mold presses down the metal and then out pops the shape that you want. And it's that type of kaisev that would be usher by a get. Let's say, for example, a person took a wooden board and he etched into it, and now the ksav pops out because of his etching. That's not considered kaisev. And manda amra filu chaykek, the other manda amra that says that we are allowed to etch, kigoyin hadein pinkasa. That's like a pinkas. Back in the day, their notebooks were actually made out of wax of sorts, and they would etch what they want into it, and then when they wanted to erase it, they would kind of just just mush it with their fingers. And since that's etching the letter with a stylus of sorts into the wax or into something else, that's a type of etching that would be okay for a get. We can explain the braisa. Because of le'amatef, we said he has to write it and he's not allowed to drip. Now, this is referring to dripping molten lead or something like that. Imagine having a huge cup of melted lead and he drips it on a piece of paper slowly but surely until he forms letters and words, and that's the get. So now we have machlokes about this. Reviewed in Reb Shalom, from Atanya, they argue, Chanamer 1 says, b'shloi ir of nekudais. That's only not considered writing a get. By dripping lead, that's when the drips, the different dots of lead that he dropped on the paper, are not connected. They could still be read, but they're not connected as letters. However, if they were connected as letters, then it would be considered like writing. B'charnamer, the other one says, afilir ir of nekudais, even if he did connect all the dots, it's still a problem because dripping lead is not considered writing. Lastly, the Brice had said, v'kosav alay ha-shefech, he has to write it and he can't pour. And the question is, what does that mean? He can't pour. So Rav Chiya Bar Avohi explains as follows. Ilim b'nei medincha, these people of the East, Arum and Sagan, they were very smart and very cunning. Karchai min hoin, b'ay mishalcha, pevav on bez on top, mila mistarikin l'chavre, when one of them wanted to send secret things to his friend, he wanted to send a secret letter, what would he do? Ukaisev me milin, he would write what he wanted with gallnut juice, at some sort of liquid or juice from this thing called a gallnut, and then slowly but surely would get absorbed into the parchment, into the paper, and you wouldn't be able to see what was written there. It was basically the olden day version of disappearing ink. The one who got the letter, he would pour ink onto the piece of paper, and he just has to make sure that this ink doesn't have afats, which means it doesn't have gallnuts in it, and it's going to get caught basically in the place that the original writing was written on, and then he'll be able to read what was written there. So the second guy who's uncovering this disappearing ink, he's not actually writing anything. All he did was pour ink, and memela, the letters popped up. And in regards to get, that's not valid. Now we bring this to our masechta, also came to Shabbos Mahu. Let's say he did this on Shabbos. We understand that all these things we just mentioned are puzzle regarding a get, but what about Shabbos? On one hand, we would say it's not derech ksiva, so he's potter if he does on Shabbos. On the other hand, maybe by get, the reason why it's puzzle is because the pasuk says v'kasav, he has to write, and this is not writing. But in regards to Shabbos, since this is the derech, this is a way that people will write or get ksav to be on a piece of paper, so then maybe it is considered asur on Shabbos. And the answer to this would be Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Tarvei and Amrin, both of them say, and this is really quoting the next Mishnah, which discusses ksav al gabi ksav, one ksav on the other, v'hu shekasav diyoy al gabi diyoy, v'sikra al gabi sikra, a person's only potter for ksav al gabi ksav is if he took black ink and filled it on top of black ink or red ink on top of red ink. That's not considered writing. Aval im kasav diyoy al gabi sikra, v'sikra al gabi diyoy, chayiv. But if you put black ink over red or red ink over black, so then he'd be chayiv for that. And Rav Yisrael Gormashashia says, b'shem rabbanon tamon, chayiv shtayim, he's actually chayiv two things, mishum moichek umishum kaisev, for erasing and for writing. Because when he takes the black ink on the red, for example, he's erasing the red and writing with black, so he's chayiv two. Now, if you remember, we had skipped 10 lines on the previous Amud, so we're going to go back to that, which is really a continuation of this Gemara. So Gemara asks as follows, now going back to discuss Gittin, Edim She'en Yodim Lachtoim. Let's say we have Edim, and they don't know how to sign their names. We have a get, and we only have two people that could possibly be the Edim on the get, and the problem is they're totally illiterate, they have no idea how to sign their names. What do we do? So Rav Shem Melach Shamar, he says, Roish Lefneim B'diyai, we make a mark in front of them with ink, meaning we basically write their names in black ink, V'him Chasim B'sikra, and then they cover it over with red ink, or B'sikra, V'him Chasim B'diyai, we write it in red ink, and they cover it with black ink, and that's considered like them writing. However, Amal Rebichon told him, B'nei Sha'anu Asukun B'Helchas Shabbos, Anu Matirin Eshes Ish, just because we're dealing with Helchas Shabbos, we can be Matir and Eshes Ish, meaning just because we said that in regards to Helchas Shabbos, if a person did this, he'd be Chayiv, that means that this is considered a real signature on a get, and therefore we allow this woman to go marry somebody else. How could you say that? El rather, you have to do something different. Maybe Niyar Chalak Umikareil Fneim Vein Chaisman. They have to bring a blank piece of paper, cut it in front of them, and they sign, which basically means that they make a stencil for these Edim, they cut out a little bit of the paper, which is their names, then they place the stencil over the get, and then the Edim fill in the stencil with ink, and now look at that, their name is written, and that's the way they sign it. Ask the Gemara, V'lo Ksav Yad Shel Rishon Hu, isn't that considered the Ksav Yad of the first one? If all they're doing is filling in the stencil, so it's not considered like they're signing their name, just imagine you have a big bubble letter outlined on a piece of paper, and you take a marker and you fill it in. That's not considered writing the letter, you just filled it in with color, and now look at that, the letter's written. And if that's all the Edim are doing, just filling in the stencil with ink, they're not actually writing their names, they're just filling it in with ink, and so therefore it's not considered them writing and signing their names. As the answer is, you're right, Marchil Lefnei Nesakera, what they actually do is widen this cut. You need to make a basic stencil of these Edim's names, then they widen it till it's too thick to actually fill in completely with ink, and what the stencil helps for is that it basically guides the Edim, which direction they should be making with their hands, how the curvature of the letter is, so on and so forth, but they're not actually filling in the entire stencil. Again, they're just using it as a guide of how to sign their name, so then it is considered like they're signing. Now, Ramon Abayi, Ramon asked the following, V'lamalein and Amrin, why don't we say that Rosh Lamufnei B'mayim, that we should just make this mark on the paper with water, similar to what we had mentioned previously, basically using disappearing ink, and now they know where to fill in, and they'll fill it in with dark ink, and that's considered signing their name. And the answer is that no, because im bav irer iroi kayom. That's a proper girsa. If the husband decides to come and be ma'arer on this get and say, "Oh, this is not a valid get; it's really forged," and it'll prove that there was disappearing ink here beforehand, and therefore these signatures are not valid, we actually would go with his error. We would believe it, and we would pasul the get, which is why this is not a good solution. Now we can flip back to Amud Beis, moving on to Halacha Hey, and this mission is really a continuation of the previous one. Kasav me mashkin or me peiros. Let's say he wrote with some sort of juice or with juice from fruit, ba'avak drachim, with dust or dirt from the road that was mixed with water, or ba'avak seifrim, with dust from seifrim. Basically, seifrim have their ink wells, and after they use all their ink, there's always a little bit of residue on the bottom that gets dried. If that's mixed with water, that's called avak seifrim, or b'chol davar she'ena miskayim. If he writes with something that's not miskayim, it's not going to last. Potter, he's potter. Similarly, la'achar yadoi, if he writes with the back of his hand, he puts the pen in between his fingers backwards and turns his hand over and writes like that, or b'ragloi, he writes with his foot, or b'fiv, with his mouth, or b'marpekoi, with his elbow, or kasav oisachas samach l'ksav, if he writes just one letter next to something else that was already written, so now I could read the whole thing, but all he did was write one letter, or ksav agav ksav, he wrote one thing on top of another, or nischav l'chtev ches v'kasav shnei zayinin, he intended to write a ches, and he ended up writing two zayins. The way that a ches is written in a Sefer Torah is it's actually two zayins connected with a little roof. And so he wrote the first zayin, and then instead of making the roof and then writing the next zayin, he accidentally wrote two zayins without the roof. Or echad ba'aretz v'echad b'kayra, he wrote two letters, but one of them was on the ground and the other one was on a beam. So they're not next to each other. Or al shnei kosei habayis, he wrote them on two walls of the house, but in the middle of the wall. Or al shnei davei pinkos, or on two papers of a notebook, but in the middle of the paper. Vein negin zayim zayin, they can't be read together, because as we just said, they're in the middle of the wall or in the middle of the paper. Potter, he's potter. One last din, kosev ois achas neitrikon, if he wrote one letter, which is really representative of a bigger word, for example, he wrote a letter kuf, and then on top of that, he made a little chupchik, a little apostrophe of sorts, and that tells the reader that he's trying to write the word karbon. So Rabbi Shua Mamaser Mechayev, he says the guy's chayev, or Zocham Paitan Zocham Pater. And we continue discussing writing, but over here we have a din regarding safros. A guy's writing a Sefer Torah, for example, and Hayud Tsar Chlichtev as Hashem, he has to write Hashem's name. That's what he's up to. He's got to write Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. However, for whatever reason, V'nischavan Lichtev Yehuda, he intended to write the word Yehuda. He thought that he has to write the word Yehuda. He didn't have to. He had to write Shem Hashem, but he thought, I'm about to write the name Yehuda. V'shachach. And he forgot, V'loy Kasav Dalid, and he didn't end up writing the Dalid. And what does that mean? Hare Hashem Im Kaimai. Now Hashem's name is in its place. At the end of the day, he has the word here that he's supposed to have, Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, but he never intended to write it like that. He wanted to write the name Yehuda. What does he have to do? Humaychkai Umakaimai Hubikdusha. He has to erase it and then rewrite it Bikdusha. Since he didn't write it with intent, with the Kavanah, it's Hashem's name, he has to erase the whole thing and rewrite it Bikdusha. And it's not a problem because since it never was written Bikdusha, he could erase it and rewrite it. That's the Rabbanon. Whereas Rabbi Yudam Rabbi says that no, Ma'avers HaKulmas Olav Makaimai, he could simply take his Kulmas, his quail, and redraw over the whole thing. And that's the way he's Makadish Shem Hashem, and that's perfectly fine. He doesn't have to erase it. Now, Amrullah, the Chum told him, Afu Enim Enim Ovcher, that's not Enim Ovcher, that's not the best way to do it. Now, pay attention to the continuation of the Gemara because we have one of these big Girsa mashups again. Says the Gemara, Machav Shitas Reb Yuda, we have a steer in the sheet of Reb Yuda. Tamanu Amar over there, which is our Mishnah, he says, Enoi Ksav, that Ksav Agab Ksav is not considered Ksav because we had said in the Mishnah that a person's putter for Ksav Agab Ksav, and no one argued, which means Reb Yuda agrees to that. But Vahacha, who Amar Ksavu. Over here, he says, in regards to Safros, that it is considered Ksav. He wrote Shem Hashem without Kavana, he could just simply write over it with Kavana, that's perfectly fine. Now, we're going to answer this question right away by jumping to the bottom line, and the answer is, Mao Ksav Agab Ksav. What does it mean, Ksav Agab Ksav? Then, in regards to Shabbos, he's putter for Pezayin Omar Alpha on the top. Chad la'el min chad, it means one letter above another one. You know, like sometimes you have a sentence on a piece of paper, and when you read over it, you notice that you're missing a word, so you put a little arrow, and then above that sentence, you fill in that other word that was missing. So that's what ksav agab ksav in the Mishnah is referring to. You have one letter, and then another one on top of it, and since that's not considered to be read together, it's ein negim zayim zeh, that's why you're putter. But if you actually take a pen and write directly on top of the ink, like in the Safra's case of Shem Hashem, that's perfectly fine, that is considered ksav. Now going back to Pei Vav Amud Beis, count about five lines up from the bottom with the words of Yaakov Bar Zavdi. So the Gemara continues that Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi b'shem Ravo lo yamar kein. Rav Yaakov Zavdi in the Ner Ravo did not say this. El rather, he asked the question as follows: Mechalf shitase derabanan. That's the proper girsa. Heals that there's a stira in the sheet of the rabanan, not in Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that? Because Tamanu Aimer over there, he says, meaning over there when the rabanan were responding to Rabbi Yehuda in the Safra's case, they had said inam inam ofcher, that that's not the choicest way to write Shem Hashem, but that's mashma hakasav ksavhi. That if he did do so, if he did just trace over again the Shem Hashem without erasing and rewriting it, it's still considered ksav, and that's fine. He doesn't have to do anything else. However, Hachu Amar over here in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan say ksav agav ksav ain't ksav, that one ksav on top of another is not considered ksav. And now we go six lines up in the Gemara where it says b'shitasai. Here's the answer to this stira b'shitasai yeshivuhu. The Rabbanan were really just responding to Rabbi Yehuda in his shita. They're basically telling him b'shitascha, according according to your shita, sha'at oimer, that you say ksavhu, that simply taking a pen and covering over ksav that you had already written, ain't a mena mofcher, that's not mena mofcher, that's not the best way to do it. In other words, Rabbanan are telling Rabbi Yehuda in the Safar's case, look, according to you, that you're allowed to just fill over the Shem Hashem with the proper kavano, that's not mena mofcher, that's not the best way to do it. But us, we totally argue with you, and we hold it's not ksav in the first place, and the only way to redo Shem Hashem is to erase it and completely rewrite it. As we don't have a steer in the sheet of the Rabbanan either. Now we can finally go back to the Gemara, Pezayin HaMalaf on top, we address the end of the Mishnah, where it is Machlokes Rabbi Shuva Miser and Lachamim regarding Ois Achos Netrikun. He writes just one letter with a little apostrophe on it, and that's representative of a whole word. Rabbi Shuva Miser says he's Chayiv, and the question is, my time to Rabbi Shuva Miser, what's his reason? That's because, Ois Achas at Lomad Kam Ois Ois. From one letter, you learn many letters. Our example was, he wrote the letter Kuf with an apostrophe, and that letter Kuf tells us that it really is referring to the word Karbon, so it's like he wrote a whole word, and that's why he's going to be Chayiv. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halach Chavav, concluding the Sugya of Kosev. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.